as young women of Zimbabwe, who are aware of what has happened to Nigeria, we came together as young women, myself, Tariro Tandi, Tendai Wenyasha Garwe, Group Chirenge. And we are young women are working for the empowerment and protection of young women. And we thought that, you know what, we need to be in solidarity with the sisters in Nigeria, the mothers who are mourning their children, far away, the girls who have been abducted, and also to honor those young girls to say we have hope that they are going to come back home. And we were just wanting to say we are with them in prayer. So we held a prayer, and we also handed over to the president of Nigeria through His Excellency, the ambassador of Nigeria to Zimbabwe, who actually gave us his word that the government of Nigeria will get our letter before the end of the day today in Nigeria.
What was the reaction of the Nigerian ambassador in Harare? How were you received?
He received so well, even considering the short notice that we gave him to organize. We have to understand that this is a program that we started pushing for after hours on Friday, and we managed to get hold of him, and he gave us a slot of almost an hour to do this. He is a man that has shown that, you know what, Africa actually has men who support women and girls. And so he was very warm, we received well, we had a function at the embassy, and he actually told us that they're welcoming these words of comfort and told us that our letter was going to reach Nigerian government before the end of the day. For us, that was amazing. I had an opportunity to have a little chat with him, and he told us that what we have done is good and that he's promoting that we work more with boys and men to eradicate these violent tendencies against girls and women.
What was the content of that letter? What were you urging the Nigerian president to do in your letter?
As young women, we are simply saying our first and foremost intentional objective was to let the people of Nigeria know that Zimbabwe and young women are together with them in this difficult time. Secondly, was to also urge the Nigerian government to prioritize the issue of the young girls. And also, not only that, we are appealing to African nations as well to step up their support, because we are hearing a lot of support is coming from all other continents. But I think only Ghana, if I'm not mistaken, has offered help. What can Africa do to their colleague or to their sister or to their brother to make sure that the girls are brought back? Also, we were also urging the government of Nigeria, because we have hope that our girls are going to come back alive, we are saying when the girls come back, can we prioritize as a people, as the government, can the government prioritize the issue of upping security in the schools that have children, not only girls, but even older children, can security be upped? And also, can we also think around rehabilitation of these girls when they come back to the community? Can we support them? Can we offer them strong counseling? Another thing that we spoke into that letter is that we're calling for the Nigerian government to offer free education to these girls. And I spoke about the integration of their parents. And also not only counseling and support for the girls, but also for their families, because I'm sure they've been traumatized enough by this event.